Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now listen, folks, I want to get right to this because I've got a lot of audio and video to show you and to share with you today. What we're going to be talking about concerning the main topic is we have been taught to believe that these were the good guys, and what am I talking about in particular? Well, the FBI is now being accused and exposed of engineering the kidnapping of Michigan Governor Whitmer. This should come as no surprise, friends. We've covered this before. We're going to cover it again, and we're going to keep you up to par as to concerning the modern-day brown shirts, because that's exactly who they're proving themselves to be, friends, on so many different fronts. We'll be getting to that in just a moment. I want to go back to something that has been shared with us, especially after September 11th, 2001. And if you remember right, friends, after the two towers fell, the government didn't know who to attack. But isn't it interesting, the very next day, the FBI had, what, 50 different known terrorists in the United States of America on the front page of the paper? Fastest investigation known to mankind, right? Well, if you remember right, General Wesley Clark came out shortly thereafter, and he shared with us that they did not know who to attack. Now, I want you to put that up against what our forefathers warned us of, namely the father of our Constitution named James Madison. This is what he said. If tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Okay, so after the two towers fell, interestingly enough, they created the Patriot Act. The Patriot Act should have been rightly labeled the Act of Tyranny, because they've created agencies to attack Americans, not foreigners. Okay, again, just for the record. Now, I want you to go back over to General Wesley Clark now and remember, they didn't know who to attack. They didn't know who to respond to. In other words, they were telling us they didn't know who was responsible for the two towers. Well, we all the well know who's responsible for it, because nobody has profited more from the two towers falling than George Bush's criminal administration, which, by the way, is directly tied through Prescott Bush, his grandpa, to the Third Reich. That's a fact. He was indicted in 1942. Go online, cross-check everything I'm telling you. Now, I want you to remember as well, Wesley Clark told us that if there wasn't natural resource there, we wouldn't have a military presence in Iraq. Remember, after the war, regardless of how many boys died, remember what Henry Kissinger, that pedophile, the advisor, the political advisor for war, said, that our military men are just dumb, stupid animals only to be used for political pawns. Well, that's exactly what they use them for. And by the way, P.S., a side note, if you want to end wars, send the politicians. Let me say it again. If you want to end the war, send the politicians. Now, let me go back to Iraq. Cheney made over $34.5 billion off of stealing the oil in Iraq and redistributing it across the globe. Just so you know, okay? So it was a war for profit. Well, I want you to listen to this Marine And I want you to listen carefully as to what he has to say as to what he was responsible for personally in Iraq. As a matter of fact, if you all have seen The American Sniper, Chris Kyle, well, once he got over there, he began to realize what the war was about. You all remember who Pat Tillman was, who was conveniently killed as a calling card to recruit others by your government, okay? He also went over to Iraq. He began to see what it was and what it was about. He came back. He began to spew out the information concerning the truth of the matter in Iraq. And it was not a legitimate war in any sense of the word. They were an innocent people. I want you to listen carefully to this guy who was a Marine, and he's going to identify in short order his part to play in that war. And it's important for everybody to hear this. It really, truly is.
Eat the apple, F the Corps. I don't work for you no more. On April 18th, 2006, I had my first confirmed kill. This man was innocent. I don't know his name. I called him the Fat Man. He was walking back to his house, and I shot him in front of his friend and his father. The first round didn't kill him after I hit him up here in his neck area. And afterwards, he started screaming and looked right into my eyes. So I looked at my friend who I was on post with, and I said, well, I can't let that happen. So I took another shot and took him out. He was then carried away by the rest of his family. It took 7 people to carry his body away. We were all congratulated after we had our first
kills. This is your government, friends.
It happened to have been mine.
After this Marine killed an innocent man, he was congratulated by his superiors for killing him. I want you to listen to the details of his up-and-coming information that he's sharing with all of us.
My company commander personally congratulated me, as he did everyone else in our company. This is the same individual who had stated that whoever gets their first kill by stabbing them to death will get a 4-day pass.
Did you hear that, friends? His superior said they'll get a 4-day pass concerning the first recruit, the Marine, that stabs to death his first victim. This is your government. This is the face of your government. I'm going to let him go on.
One incident where we got into a firefight just south of the government center. We had no idea where the fire was coming from. And the way our rules of engagement were, pinpoint where the fire is coming from and throw a rocket at it. So with that being said, we still didn't know where the fire was coming from. And an 84-millimeter rocket was shot into a house. I do not know if there was anyone in it. We do not know if that's where the fire was coming from, but that's what was done. Anytime we did have embedded reporters with us, our actions would change drastically.
Actions would change drastically when reporters were around. Does that sound like a politician? Absolutely, friends. Then again, who's giving the orders here? I'm going to let this finish itself off.
The same. We are always on key with everything, did everything by the books. So the man on the bicycle was my third confirmed kill. He was left in the street for about 10 minutes until we realized that we needed to leave where we were. And his body was dragged about 10 feet to the right of him, where his body was thrown behind a rock wall, and his bicycle was thrown on top of him.
Wow, that's crazy, folks. These are individuals that are actually coming forward telling you the truth of who was giving them the directives, how they were congratulated, and what they were supposed to do when they were around reporters. This is what you're submitting to Americans. Only you can respond. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Are you ready for this? I don't know that people are ready for this. By the way, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe to the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side of the page, you'll see the social media platforms, Tim Brown's morning show, my afternoon show, right on the right side. 10 to 15 articles combating the lies through the mainstream media. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Had people ask again, where do I find you? It's almost comical at this point. Go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. Go ahead and look at the top left side of the page. Even now, Tim's up all day, I'm up all day. Okay, so why people are having a problem finding us, it's because you're not paying attention. If you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, period. Cool? Just wanted to make sure everybody understood that. It's called the Mosaic Institution. I hope you're ready for this, because you are under fire in a major, major way. And you're here again, Americans, as the responsible party. You're here in this position right now because you failed to deal with them when you had time to deal with them. Now, we just heard that New York City Mayor de Blasio, who's a subversive, we all know he's a subversive, he said on vaccines, we've got to shake people at this point and say, come on now. We tried voluntary. We could not have been more kind and compassionate as a country. Keep in mind, these are the same ones that advocate the murder of the innocent in the womb every day. Blasio goes on, free testing, incentives, friendly, warm embrace, right? The voluntary phase is over. The anti-fascists, sure, are looking like fascists today. Compassion, free vaccines, free testings, and the such. Well, that's pretty crazy. It's not free, friends, because do remember, they're not the ones paying for this. You and I are, as they continuously raid the coffers that taxpayers fill from their labor, right? And they are stealing the money, and they are allocating that money to the bureaucracies, agencies, the list goes on, of their choice, illegally. Okay, it's not their job to do any of this. The purpose of government is, those that listen to us, friends, what's the purpose of government? To condemn the wicked, to justify the righteous, Deuteronomy 25:1. To maintain order, right? To maintain order, okay? And to do what? Restrain men from violating law. Nothing more than that. But friends, you've been so dummied down by the propagandists that you don't believe that whatever they do, you somehow or another believe that it's okay. Oh my goodness, friends. I want you to see this, and I want you to listen carefully as to how you are under fire all the more. It's not getting better, it's getting worse. If anybody remembers the time that I took in sharing a dream that I had, not trying to be anything or anybody, but I'm telling you, when I get it, I got it, and I'm telling you, we're on par right now. The first one was a half a wave, right? It came in a wave. It went away. It dissipated at the shoreline. Then there was a second one that came, and it was a bigger wave. And then I remember, if the second one was going to be rejected, and they weren't going to take heed to the second wave, then a tsunami was going to come. And guess what tsunamis do, friends? They basically wipe out anything and everything. So where are we at right now? You're going to have to decide as to where we're at. But I'm telling you what, friends, it's as good as gold. And here we are today. This is Mark Zuckerberg's twin sister. I'm just kidding, but do look at them, friends. They're probably intermingled or interbred somehow. And I'm not kidding again, friends. If you look at how the media is set up and corruption in government, they're all connected in one way or another. I want you to listen as to what was handed to the press secretary, and I want you to listen carefully as to how she responded. I also want you to remember, friends, this one thing. These useful idiots in the mainstream media, you need to understand they're handpicked by the administration. So they also handpick those that are going to stay in line and throw them softballs, easily answered questions. Notice how these useful idiots are continuously setting the narrative regardless of the facts. Now check this out. This is the White House press secretary. Again, listen carefully.
Okay. On COVID, Dr. Fauci says we're going in the wrong direction. Whose fault is that?
Well, I would say first what he was referring to is the fact that because there is still a large population of people in this country who are unvaccinated,
whoa,
and we have the most transmissible variant that we've seen since the beginning of the pandemic, that more people are getting sick with COVID. And that's not
true.
The numbers are not moving in the right direction. I think that's accurate, and you can see it by data.
Notice how the point of reference always goes back to Anthony Fauci. The one that's going to be criminally charged now. The one that just received a lawsuit with his name on it for crimes against humanity. Okay? I want to go to the next one. And I want you to see this one. This is the press secretary again, Jen Psaki. And she announces that the U.S. will maintain all travel restrictions. This is history being repeated again, friends. This is what dictators do. The federal government and state government have no business whatsoever shutting down, in any sense of the word, friends, the airlines, the train industry, the bus industry, whatever the case is concerning our means of travel. It is not for them to shut down their means in making a living. But notice they're compliant. Notice all the way through and through that they are compliant. Let's go to the next one here. I want you to listen to this one as well. For some reason, okay, here we go. I didn't know if it was going to pull up or not because it's on
from this
Twitter.
With the Delta variant, we will
listen carefully.
Given where we are today, and I think you've seen this, and those of you who have asked, we've confirmed this for with the Delta variant, we will maintain existing travel restrictions at this point for a few reasons. The more transmissible Delta variant is spreading both here and around the world.
Baloney.
Driven by the Delta variant, cases are rising here at home, particularly among those who are unvaccinated and appear likely to continue in the weeks ahead. And to get to the other part of your question, the CDC just advised Americans against travel to the United Kingdom this past Monday, given the surge in cases. They will evaluate and make recommendations based on health data.
Now, did you notice that she was talking now about the CDC? As if to suggest that they're some sort of legislative branch, but what they're doing is pointing back to them, giving the illusion through deceptive manners and ways, friends, to convince you that the CDC is a government unto itself, and it's a law unto itself, and we need to look to them, the corrupt CDC, to know as to how we're to respond for them. It's called administrative law. It's completely illegal in this country. Just wanted to make sure everybody understands what we're talking about here. Let's go to the next one to show you how you are under attack, you are under fire by your said representatives. The only question that I'd have concerning anybody that would call in right now that's in agreement with the corrupt, treasonous Joe and his administration right now is, where is the law and where in the Constitution, and where is it that we the people ever delegated authority to these people to force mandate medical procedure? Nope, we have laws standing against it, not for it. 1-866-582-9933. Let's go to the next one. There's an active discussion to reinstate mask mandates. Listen carefully.
She said yesterday that recommending that the vaccinated wear masks is...
Notice how the mainstream media useful idiots are just throwing these questions to her.
And then
it's all controlled. It's a controlled narrative.
The administration is not moving at the moment to lift the restrictions on travel because of the Delta variant. Is the administration wearing broader recommendations on telling Americans, and I know there are some places like the UK, but don't go?
Well, first, I would say for any of these recommendations, we are always going to be guided by our North Star, and that is the CDC.
The North Star, notice how they're using a wordplay, recommendations. Well, they're not bringing about recommendations, friends. They're bringing about forced compliance through unconstitutional edicts. Keep that in this conversation, friends. Let's listen to the rest of this.
And our health and medical experts. So, as I said last week, having an active, it would be actually surprising and odd if our health and medical experts were not having an active discussion about how to best protect the American people. And there, of course, is an active discussion about a range of steps that can be taken, as there has been from the first day of this administration. Certainly, the surge in cases among unvaccinated of the Delta variant prompts even more discussion about
what... It's all propaganda, friends. Every single bit of it is propaganda. What happened? It completely backfired concerning the narrative, and guess what they're doing? They're now trying to single out the unvaccinated, which is a majority the American people. This is where we get to see what you're really about. We're going to come right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The CDC is pleading with Americans to recognize the rapid spread of the COVID-19 Delta variant. Multiple reports say an internal document called the variant that's sweeping across the country highly contagious. It's also explained that those who are vaccinated can spread the virus easily. The latest numbers from Johns Hopkins University have just over 78,000 people yesterday confirmed with coronavirus and 321 people died from the virus. A meeting is taking place at the White House regarding voting rights. President Biden meeting with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
It is well known to the administration and to the United States Senate that the H.R. 1 is essential to us in the House.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. The founder of electric vehicle startup Nikola is pleading not guilty to charges he's facing in New York. Prosecutors filing multiple fraud charges against Trevor Milton, but he's free on a $100 million bond.
Milton claimed that the Nikola One could be driven when, in fact, the closest it ever came to driving was when a group of Nikola engineers took it to the top of a hill and rolled it down so it could be filmed for a commercial.
Milton is banned from getting in touch with investors as part of his release, but his legal team flatly denies he did anything wrong. Former Cardinal Theodore McCarrick has reportedly been charged with sexual assault of a teenage boy. The alleged sexual assault occurred at Wesley College during a wedding reception of the alleged victim's brother. The alleged victim was 16 at the time. McCarrick is scheduled to appear in a Massachusetts court August 26 for his arraignment. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933, sonsoflibertymedia.com, social media platforms, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. beforeitsnews.com. Listen carefully as to what the third president of the United States of America had to say in warning, the warnings that have gone unheeded by the American people today. If people let government decide what foods they eat and what medicines they take, their bodies will soon be in as sorry a state as are the souls of those who live under tyranny. Do you hear that? This is America. This is America because Americans refuse to respond. 330 million people refuse to respond to the likes of less than 1.7% of the population that is doing its best to deceive you that there's more of them than there really is. That's our job, friends, is to tear down our father's altars of untruth before the living God. Period. Judges 6. Read it when you get a moment. I'm going to go to the next one here. We got CNN, again, the propaganda outlet, and I just want to show you how you are under fire, today by your said representatives. And this is what's coming from federal government. I also want to remember, friends, that federal government is a creation of the states. The states are not a creation of the federal government. The states can block everything that these clowns in the circus of politics, this criminal conspiracy can all be stopped. Now we see the states that are involved with it and in it concerning every state in our union. Therein lies your problem, okay? But let's go to the next one. This is, again, CNN's Caitlin Collins. These are all pre-scripted questions. Jan Psaki knows exactly what's going to be asked, and right on cue, here they come. And it's all to ensnare and to set up the American people concerning those that are not going along with this propaganda and this criminal conspiracy, Jeremiah 11:9. Check this one out. Oh, you know, that's me. Forgive me.
Does the president favor restrictions for unvaccinated people?
Listen to these people.
Museums,
they're all scripted.
The president favors using the CDC as his North Star and what the health and medical experts are going to advise on how to save more lives and protect people.
So, no, he doesn't think that there should be restrictions on unvaccinated people like some other countries.
Do you understand what's going on here, friends?
By the science. And
it's exactly
by
what they did under Adolf Hitler and the Third Reich. Exactly.
What steps we should take.
Okay, so did you hear what she had to say? Maybe I should play that one again. I think it's that important.
Does the president favor restrictions for unvaccinated people when it comes to restaurants?
Why would she even suggest such a question? The government doesn't have the authority. Do you understand how they're doing this? These useful idiots are all hand-picked Americans. This is the circus of politics.
Using the CDC as his North Star and what the health and medical experts
are. The CDC as the North Star. The corrupt CDC that was to fall to investigation by the federal government back in 2015 by one of the top CEOs in the CDC that was exposing the CDC for the crimes against the people that they were to serve. Friends, listen to this. This is dangerous what's going on here, Americans, in a big way. Oh, I don't believe none of that crap. It doesn't matter if you believe it or not. They're aggrandizing powers. They're assuming powers that do not belong to them unto themselves. And they're using it to wage war against Americans that are not going along with the federal government or state government crimes. That's what this is all about. They don't have the authority to do what they're doing. Americans, you are the only ones to put a stop to this. As I said to you yesterday, if you're waiting for a politician to put a stop to this, I'm here to tell you first and foremost, you're all on your own. These are the ones that are creating the problem and then bringing in the answers behind it. Listen to this.
And advise on how to save more lives and protect people.
Save more lives and to protect more people, said Jen Psaki. Am I right in saying this, friends? But is it not true that the Catholics are disavowing Joe Biden's profession of being a Catholic because of his stance on murdering innocent babies? Am I just creating that out of thin air? And these people are talking about for our safety to save more lives and yet again put this into this conversation. They're the ones advocating the murder of babies. These are the ones that create wars against enemies, friends, and create enemies out of innocent nations because they don't submit to a new world order. I've shared this with you in the past. There's 162 countries that I know of. There's over 737 military bases in countries all over the world. Why? I bet most people didn't even know what I just said, but it's a fact. And let me bring it home really quick. I don't know why this is coming to my aid, but I'm going to go for it. There's 35 jihadi camps in America. How come they're not addressing that? How come they're not addressing those jihadi camps, those military bases in America, as subversives to we the people, as a danger to we the people? Because that's not the narrative. Those 35 jihadi camps are here for the very purpose of creating domestic insurrection. Because they, listen to me carefully, because they think that they're going to finish us off. I'm here to tell you that is not going to happen. I'm also not here to tell you that a lot of people aren't going to die in the process of God's perfect judgment, because the Bible's very clear that he says when he judges a nation, he purges that nation. And he will, rest assured, purge this nation for what Americans are tolerating today. Okay? They won't stand up for the innocent. They allow the federal government to do whatever they want to do at every whim. The state governments to do the same thing. They don't take a stand. They live their own private lives, which, by the way, shows you as to whom they serve. The very first thing that Jesus said to do, deny yourself and take up the cross, they do just the exact opposite. And then they wonder why there's judgment upon the nation. And now what comes to my mind is me getting this visual of Jesus going to the cross, to Golgotha. And as he's going to Golgotha, what does Scripture tell us? That the women were weeping for Jesus. He was pronounced guilty for crimes that he never committed. And what did Jesus do? He turned around and he looked at him. Listen to me, America. Jesus said to those that are weeping, don't cry for me. Jesus said, cry for you and your children. Because if they'll do this in a green tree with all the light, understanding, means, and power that you have today, just imagine what they're going to do to you when I'm gone under a dry tree. That's straight up judgment, friends. And it's not to be played with. There is a book of Lamentations. Don't forget about a Jeremiah, friends, who warned the people for decades. And they refused to listen. And then at the end of the day, the book of Lamentations was written. And when you look at that short book, I'll tell you what, it's not something that you want to read twice. America's on that road right now. I want to go over to CNN right now, and I want to show you as to whom is assailing you at every given turn. This is criminal. I need to reiterate that. These are crimes. These are paid actors to continuously work hand in glove with corrupt politicians to continuously, folks, give gas to the fire that they're creating when it comes to this plandemic. Folks, the coronavirus plandemic didn't work. Now they're coming up with these Delta variants, which is as much, folks, as fictitiously played out in their narrative as the first one was. Okay, let's go to the next one. I want you to listen to this sodomite, Don Lemon, talking to this other criminal, playing political theater. Do you remember when Cuomo on CNN was caught without his mask on? Yeah. Remember, folks, I played the video. I showed you a plethora of politicians that were warning people to stay home for Thanksgiving, but yet they were found at the airport flying into Mississippi and all over the world, San Juan, spending time with their families. Okay, that's just the tip of the iceberg. I don't have all the time to go into those details. But here are the two paid actors, the two clowns in the circus, doing what they don't realize that they're doing. And why do I say this? Little do they know history. Once again, friends, these are the type of people that have turned on their people. And when they're done being used by the said powers that are tolerated, these are the first ones to go. Check this one out.
It doesn't get the show name right. Starts right now.
Well, I don't know. I'm sure a lot of people
listen carefully.
This, but don't get the vaccine. You can't go to the supermarket. Don't have the vaccine. You don't show it. Can't go to the ball game. Don't have the vaccine. Can't go to work. You don't have the vaccine. Can't come here. No shirt. No shoes. No service. That's what I think we should be right now, because we continue to waste our breath on people who are just not going to
look
change.
At the arrogance, they're, the haughty spirit,
logic. They just keep going back and saying, well, it's my freedom, it's whatever, I'm free. Well, your kid's not free to give other kids meningitis in schools.
Listen,
you gotta
to
take
school.
A vaccine to do that. You gotta take vaccines to get, in order to get to be employed. So what is the big deal? And all these people were saying, I don't want to put this stuff in my body. They're out drinking on the weekend and putting other substances in their bodies. That's way worse for them than a vaccine. So, come on. Let's be real.
Yeah, look, there are people who have health exceptions. I think they're the very pronounced minority. This is about something else, something just as toxic as the virus. Now, my hope is that people on the right and Trumpers changing their tune, whether it's
wait.
Scalise,
okay, so I need
Sean.
To stop right there. Trumpers change their tune. I told you before that Trump was the point man. This is controlled opposition. If you remember right, Donald Trump one day said, they're not coming for me, they're coming for you. He told you exactly the part that he was playing, and it's exactly what this little punk criminal, Cuomo, did on propaganda outlet, Communist Network News, CNN. Okay? He's blaming the Trump supporters for what Trump started. Trump is the one that started this whole ball rolling. They're hoping that you are not paying attention to the details here, because Donald Trump is still kicking the stump along with his daughter, trying to make sure that everybody gets vaccinated. Boy, isn't that crazy? Oh, by the way, those were the details that most didn't bring into the conversation. And I thought it was important for you to know, because you're the ones that they're attacking. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Pastor Brandon Taylor, and I would like to thank Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty for making a live event possible at our church. Bradley combined biblical principles with our nation's amazing history for an informative and eye-opening experience.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
That. Okay, so folks, you get the point here. Let me just show you a couple more here, and I want you again to carefully listen as to how you are under fire by your said.
To get in those communities, and we have to knock on those doors, and we have to convince people, and put them in a car, and drive them, and get that vaccine in their arm. That is the mission.
He just told you exactly what the globalists are telling them what they need to do. These compromised, extorted criminals. Okay? Then we have right here, really quick, we have California, you know, Gavin Newsom in that liberal state. Keep this in mind as to what I'm going to say next. That's being recalled by those good people in the state of California that the mainstream media wants you to believe are liberal. They're recalling this criminal, this subversive criminal. Okay, listen carefully.
Has brought back their mask mandate for indoors regardless of vaccination status.
Listen to what this criminal says.
The growth in cases. I've got the 6 weeks before the indoor mask mandate for vaccinated people ended on June 15th, and then see the 6 weeks or so since, and there, of course, is this growth in cases. Is it time, Governor, to bring back a universal mask mandate regardless of vaccination status there in California?
Look, we don't even have to have that debate if we can just get everybody vaccinated that's not vaccinated, that's refusing to get vaccinated.
See what the problem is?
Vaccine-free and impacting the rest of us. It's like drunk drivers. You don't have the right to go out and drink and drive and put everybody else at risk, including your own life at risk.
See, folks, these are communists. I you know what? I just don't know what else I'm supposed to say in proving the point as to what's going on. And I also want to say to those that have been paying attention to this show since the beginning over the last 17 years just on GCN. We were on Salem Communications for 13 years. Where is it that we've been led to mislead by the Holy Ghost? Romans 8:14. We have been way ahead of this curveball, and I praise God for the Holy Ghost. The fact of the matter is, friends, here we are, exactly what we were warning about over a year ago. Do you not understand that you're the objective? You're the target. My goodness, let's quit pretending that that's not what it's about. They're trying to single you out. Hey, folks, I want you to understand, they're trying to get you in your mind to feel that you're completely alone in all of this. But wait a second, what is this whole new push about? This whole new push is about that the American people won't get vaccinated, a majority of them. Like I told you 6 months ago, 9 months ago. Like I told you, friends, that this was all manufactured and they lost the narrative. So what did? They had to get rid of coronavirus because it wasn't working anymore. So they come up with something called Delta Virant. Same garbage, friends. Different day. That's all. And now what are they doing? They're completely turning on their constituents. How many times have I told you, listeners, that either you deal with corruption in government or you're going to lose your rights? 330 million people, allowing less than 1.7% of the population to strip them away of their God-given rights. That is shameful conduct. Shameful conduct. I want to get over to my main topic really quick. I'll highlight it. You'll get the gist of it. And I'll also point. I'll also bring this over to social media platforms for yourselves to cross-check concerning the content. We were told, friends, we were told that the FBI, we've been raised to believe that the FBI are the good guys. Have we not? Oh, yeah, we can all say that. Yeah, we've all been told the FBI are the good guys. First of all, they have no constitutional standing in the U.S. government. They have no constitutional standing like the CIA doesn't, and many of these other unconstitutional agencies. Go ahead and try me. 1-866-582-9933. Prove me wrong concerning the content that I'm sharing with you right now. Show me in the Constitution, point of reference, friends, show me exactly where it is that they have delegated authority to act in the way that they've been acting for the last, what, how many hundreds of years in this country? And I can take that over to wars. Out of the 244 years that we have been a country, 222 years we have been at war with what? Countries that won't submit to a new world order. But again, if you listen to Paul Warburg, remember that guy that was responsible for helping create the unconstitutional Federal Reserve? Isn't it interesting? He's the same guy that said we're going to either have a new world order by conquest or by war. Consent, conquest, which is war. Since we're not giving them our consent, we're not complicit with their crimes, they create the war. But you have to understand who's creating the war. Out of chaos, you can create a new world order. Who's creating the chaos? Does that help? I hope it does. Let's go over to this. FBI is now accused of engineering the kidnapping of Michigan governor. Just like the modern-day brown shirts, this is exactly what they do. If you remember rightly, Gretchen Whitmer, the tyrant, and that's exactly what she is, from Michigan, who is taking her monies from the likes of a George Soros that Donald Trump failed to prosecute as well. He's a war criminal in other countries, but he's welcome to come here into America to destroy at will. That's a sign of God's perfect judgment. Leviticus 26 starting in 15, Deuteronomy 28 starting in 15 to the end of both chapters. Okay, but if you remember right, Whitmer, she had the rug pulled from beneath her not once but twice when it came to her unconstitutional edicts. I've highlighted that much on this show, Judges 2:16. And then what we notice, friends, and before the people of Michigan could even stand up and rejoice, here comes the corrupt in the FBI to put Gretchen Whitmer in the position of the victim rather than the perpetrator of the crimes. Put that up against Isaiah 5:20. G. Edward Griffin's Need to Know reported, the FBI used at least 12 confidential informants to entrap six patsies in a manufactured kidnapping plot that was used to sway the October 2020 elections. Do you remember all of this, friends? I can remember when it was just like yesterday. BuzzFeed News reported that the FBI had a hand in nearly every aspect of the entrapment. Of course they did. They had a hand in nearly every aspect of the alleged plot to kidnap Governor Whitmer. Now, this raises doubts that there would have been a conspiracy without the FBI to, listen carefully, engineer it. Who is responsible for committing the act of conspiracy? Jeremiah 11:9? Well, it would be those in the FBI. Right? Oh, just hang on a second. It gets better, friends. I brought some more things in to reinforce the situation here and the point that we're making here, okay? The alleged mastermind, Adam Fox, was a homeless drunkard with mental problems who was temporarily given shelter in a friend's shop basement. Several of the defendants planned to officially accuse the government of entrapment, arguing that the FBI assembled the key plotters, encouraged the group's anti-government feelings, and even gave its members military-style training. Listen to this. The FBI appears to have once again entrapped struggling, homeless, low IQ people with mental problems for political gain, which has been their pattern for over a decade. Okay? And it goes on. And it goes on. The Detroit News also reported this as well, friends. I want you to check this out as well, because the Detroit News reported just on July 19th, 2020, so you can see that the apple does not fall too far from the corrupt tree. The FBI agent, one of the FBI agents in the Whitmer kidnap case, was arrested following domestic incidents. Now listen to this, just to show you who's behind all of this. The arrest of an FBI agent credited with helping thwart a plot to kidnap and kill, whoa, I didn't know that, Governor Gretchen Whitmer complicates one of the most closely watched cases of violent extremism that is becoming increasingly focused on allegations, not facts, of wrongdoing by investigators. It's interesting, they're allegations, but all of these guys are sitting behind bars. Does this sound like what's going on in D.C. right now? Yep. Allegations, patsies, untruths, eyewitnesses going unheard concerning the case because it doesn't fit the narrative. Americans, we can't stand back and watch this, okay? FBI Special Agent Richard Trask, 39, of Kalamazoo, was charged Monday, the FBI agent, with assault with intent to do great bodily harm, less than murder, following a domestic incident with his wife on Sunday. Look what the FBI is raising up. Look at the company they keep here, friends. And, of course, I'm talking about the bad guys in the FBI. This agent that was responsible for helping thwart a plan and plot to kidnap and kill the governor in Michigan is now facing a $10,000 personal bond following an arraignment in 8th District Court in Kalamazoo and faces a charge punishable by up to 10 years in prison. Wow, isn't that interesting? Should we bring that into the equation? Oh, you better know. We better bring that into the equation, because these are the type of guys that are turning on their own people for gain. Okay? Oh my goodness, friends. Again, we have time to do the right thing. That's the good news. What are you doing with that gift of freedom under God? 2 Corinthians 3:17. See ya.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.